Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Ray Hager and I speak with State Senator James Settlemyer, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Bob Barengo, Mary Lau, and Pat Hickey. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program State Senator James Settlemyer. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
Absolute pleasure to be back, Sam.
So a story that recently came out is talking about a company that is trying to purchase the rights to the water coming out of the Humboldt Sink, the excess water. And for those that don't know, that's where the Humboldt River comes down all the way from Elko down into northwest Nevada. And then they use it for flood irrigation around the Lovelock area for the farmers there. And then whatever water is left over goes into the sink. And this company is trying to purchase the land, or rather the water rights, and is actually saying that he's willing to work with the communities to work on this so that the water is not all taken away. They are scared that the water is going to be diverted to Reno Sparks for the growth. Your thoughts on this and where it might be going?
Sure. The concept there is we're looking at a basin that I don't think is 100% appropriated. So there is some excess water theoretically available. And I believe that Winnemucca Farms' previous owner, Sam Ralston, I think is involved in the process as well. But everybody's got to remember Nevada water law is the best water law that almost anybody's ever seen of any of the other states. You know, in California, you can just keep sinking wells and keep going, which doesn't work. You know, pretty soon the land subsides. So Nevada has some great law, and one of the things we have in there is seniority. So even if for some reason, which I think it would be doubtful that the state engineer would allow for such an appropriation, because I think some of these basins were getting a little bit too close, and most of them are over-appropriated, so this is one of the very few ones that I believe they're claiming there still is some potential for excess water. If he actually grants that, though, they'll have 2018 priorities. That means they'll be the most junior right out there. And the ability to transfer those within most decrees require you to lose not only your priority, but up to a third to two-thirds of the water to transfer it. So I'm not sure that it'll have as much value as some of these other individuals think, unless they can try to change the law. But with people like myself and Senator Gokachia in there, that we're not too fond of trying to rewrite Nevada water laws. They've been very effective.
But
and
let me
also
ask you
those previous users, of course, will file a lawsuit and stop it anyways.
But let me ask you this, though. I mean, the thing is that with the population growing here in Nevada, and dramatically so in northern Nevada, does it make the best sense for the water to end up in the sink, in the Humboldt Sink? or the Carson sink, rather than being stored and utilized, even if it would just stay within the boundaries that it's within now?
No, I agree with the concept of highest and best use and the concept of putting it to use rather than letting it go out to the end of a terminal desert. So the concept of excess water that's just going to the end of a terminal sink, absolutely. What can we do to try to utilize it? Induction wells are an interesting concept. They're usually fairly expensive and not necessarily the best utilization. You're almost better off trying to figure out a storage reservoir up higher up. You know, it reminds me of stories though. Last year, we had so much water. I'm getting calls from homeowners in Tahoe begging the state water master to talk to the federal water master to let water out of Tahoe because it's eroding their sewer laterals. And the problem was there was no farmer asking for water down below or any municipalities. They couldn't release the water.
Right.
But upstream storage, I think, always makes more economical sense than downstream. But again, maybe they can try to figure it out mathematically within the science. I question that the money will be the major determinant. No, actually, that's not even a question. It always has been. A lot of people believe that water is a limiting factor on growth. It never has been, never will be. It always will be money.
Money, right, absolutely. Ray?
Can you maybe expand on that? I would think that growth would be limited by water because when you have no water, really you have no growth. Maybe if you could expand on your...
The concept, though, is that you can always... If you look at California, they did a desal plant within Santa Barbara.
Okay.
For the express purpose, of course, of obtaining more water.
Desalinization.
Correct.
Okay.
So, but that cost of the desalinization is $123,000 an acre foot, and that was back when I was going to college, which is a couple decades ago. That being said, $123,000, they found out they could go buy it from the farmer at $50,000 an acre foot. There's water around, and if the price is right, you'll see somebody convert their use or decide that they don't need it as much.
And you're seeing that. You saw that with water coming from the Winnemucca Ranch area down into the North Valleys of Reno. You're seeing that with Southern Nevada Water Authority purchasing the water rights and the ranches that go along with that. There's water available. I mean, you could bring it down from the state of Washington if you wanted to spend that kind of money.
If you wish to spend that money. And then also the aspect, there's a fair amount of growth now that doesn't require anywhere near the water that we got used to. You know, you look at Clark County and the wonderful things they've done with water conservation. They're also getting a one-to-one credit for every gallon they deliver back into the lake through a treatment of effluent. They get another gallon out.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
And it's absolutely remarkable what they've done. But you look at those type of concepts, you can go to what are actually called in-sino toilets. You're not using water there. So basically you're looking at water for showering only. And there's been certain locations, people are like, okay, fine, you don't want to let me have water, I'll just truck it in. They'll have 50 to 100 gallons trucked in once a month, and they don't use the same type of water requirements that most of us are used to. They don't do their laundry there, they take it to town, and they find different ways around it. Do I think we need to worry about our water? Absolutely. You know, we need to look at it, make sure it's of high quality, and that it's being used efficiently. So the concept of not letting it go to a sink or be contaminated to where it can no longer be used by someone, I think those are the priorities we need to make sure we look at.
And okay. Lance Gilman is talking about on this program recently, the former owner of Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, a company out at TRI that is able to process even gray water to make it potable again.
Correct. And they're looking at that and even the concept of utilizing that gray water, what even if you just converted it to the landscape water? So we quit using potable water for the landscaping. So there's many different things out there that we can try to achieve. The value of water will continue to go up in northern Nevada, but I've seen it go higher, and it's gone lower.
Exactly.
During the economic crash, I watched water within my community go from a value of $27,000 an acre foot down to $4,000 an acre foot. What a remarkable change. And we're not back up to that high yet.
Yeah, to say the least. Let's take a break. More with James Settlemyer when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia. Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. We can save you money and add comfort and value to your home. To find out how, check out our new website. If you visit the site before June, you could win $1,000 cash in a random drawing. Just enter your name, Nevada zip code, and email, and you could be the lucky winner. Go to homeenergyexperts.com. That's homeenergyexperts.com. Must be 18 or older. The drawing will be held June 1st.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator James Settlemyer.
Senator, you're up for re-election this year, but also... This will be the first year, the 2019 session will be the first session in about 6 years where Michael Roberson has not been the caucus leader for the Republican senators. Who do you see as his successor, and may that successor possibly be you?
Well, that'll be up for the caucus to decide. I am going for leadership, but again, we'll have that vote after the election, determine who we think will be the best to lead us during the session, and also to determine who helped get us to where we're at.
Okay, when you say you're going for leadership, that means that you would be a candidate for the caucus leadership position?
Hope so. That'll, again, be up to the caucus, you know, whether or not somebody decides to nominate you in a second and, you know, have that particular vote.
Do you think your main competition to be the caucus leader would be Ben Kiekheffer out of Reno? I mean, he was the assistant caucus leader last session, and it would seem like in the succession he would maybe be ahead of you. Would you have to leapfrog over Senator Kiekheffer?
Oh, I don't think it's a question of leapfrogging. We just have different leadership styles and different views on the future of the state of Nevada, potentially. You look at it, I have over 12 years in this process, and in that respect, he actually has less.
Right.
You know, so there's a question of leapfrogging, or maybe I'm the one that was leapfrogged, or maybe he is. Who knows? We'll
have to make
that determination.
So what do you think the differences are between the two of you?
I just have overall belief, I think a little bit more conservative in my viewpoint of the future of the state of Nevada. I've had the fortune to live here for my entire life, and I want to make sure that it's still the same state for the next generation and the generation thereafter. And my kid's been here since 1890.
And you don't think that Senator Kiekheffer feels the same way?
I feel, again, it's just a question of viewpoint. I come from a rural community that I think just has a little bit different viewpoint on a conservative aspect.
All right, let's change the topic to question three, the hottest topic that isn't an election topic, but it is a ballot topic. Your position on that?
Sure. The concept of question three, dealing with energy, I'm still serving on the governor's interim energy committee. And actually, not interim, but anyways, it is being conducted right now. We're assessing all the information. I'm also on the legislative interim committee. I've not put out a public opinion of the energy initiative. What I look at is I think that a free open market will, over time, lead to lower prices. I also believe that there are some stranded assets, though, that through contractual obligations, the state of Nevada will be forced to pay if those contracts are ended. So for a period of time, we're going to have to pay those costs. And I equate it to the concept of we have an old car, and we want to get rid of that old car. We want to buy a new car. if we go out and buy the new car for a little while until we find someone to buy the old car, we're going to have two leases.
But let me ask you this, and I understand what you're talking about with these assets, but do you not believe that if NV Energy does not come out ahead on question three, that the question does pass, that Nevada Energy will continue to be a player in energy in Nevada?
It is my opinion, and it has been alluded to by Nevada Energy, and they've said it on the record at different functions, they will get out of the energy production business. They will then only be a transmission and distribution entity, a line business. So their job will go to wheeling, to taking the power and delivering it. But it's been fascinating through the process. You know, as many years as I've been at this, it was only a couple weeks ago we found out about FERC Order 1000 that said that to wheel power in any state, the cost has to be consistent throughout the state. So whether you take a kilowatt of power and wheel it from Utah across the state line to Wendover, or you decide to go all the way from Denial on the border of the state of Nevada all the way down to Mesquite, it's the same price. So it's been fascinating to find those things out, because there's always a fear, well, the gentleman at the end of the line, at the end of a 100-mile line, will have to pay more. The delivery charge is the same.
But who will be responsible as the provider of last resort to that person?
That will become the issue for the state of Nevada to have during the legislature to determine if we want to create a provider of last resort. I think you have to. You have to ensure that someone has power. But again, if the delivery cost for a business is the same, so if I'm selling a car right now, and I can sell the car to you across the street, so I only have to deliver it a tenth of a mile, and I can deliver it to Ray, who's now decided he wants it delivered to Alaska, at the same delivery price, why wouldn't I sell to both of you? There's no difference to me. So I think with that FERC Order 1000, it takes away some of those fears. But I think it's important, though, that we do have something just in case there's a community that falls off. But as long as we have an entity that is going to be wheeling the power, distributing the power consistently with an even price, which even the distribution, wheeling is different than distribution. Wheeling is just on the gigantic transmission lines. Once it comes down further, it gets into a distribution cost. But that distribution cost, according to the rules, is also consistent within the service areas. So we do have two service areas in the state of Nevada, the old Sierra Pacific Power and the old Nevada Power one. Now it's all NV Energy. But they're still separated on paper for distribution purposes. So those two prices could be different. But other than that, they have to be consistent within those areas.
And that's where we have to leave it. Come back soon, because this is a discussion we want to continue. Thanks for being here, as always. And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Bob Berengo is here. He's the former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly. Mary Lau is President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. And Pat Hickey is Executive Director of the Charter School Association of Nevada. Ray?
Well, Mary, let me start with you. We had we interviewed State Senator James Settlemyer earlier today, and he said that he would like to vie for the leadership position, be the GOP caucus leader in the state Senate. Of course, some people would think that Ben Kiekhefer would also want that job in the 2019 session. What do you think about it?
Well, Ray, that's kind of an unfair question because James Settlemyer is my senator. So full disclosure here, I vote for him all the time. But I think he is probably a very, very good choice. And I've heard the rumors, too, with Ben, and I have no idea. But this has been discussed for some times, and James, being a rural senator, sort of gets away from some of that north-south stuff that gets discussed all the time. And he's able to work with all parties. He's always been. When in the very short time that the Republicans ruled, he was very well known for working with both sides of the aisle and bringing consensus and bringing some kind of a strength and a dialogue. He's, you know, not that Ben wouldn't, but he's got my vote.
Pat, you were a former caucus leader yourself.
Yeah, so
GOP,
I guess assembly. I'd say I don't think caucus leaders all that great of a thing. I will say this, that for someone, and I don't know, I like both of them. But in the case of Ben Kiekhefer, he's really been quite focused on some pretty cutting-edge legislative things with, blockchain and all those things. He might find it an opportunity to be more productive in getting his own legislation through and not having to ride herd over cats, which is what you end up doing a lot of if you're a caucus leader.
Well, Bob, not only were you a caucus leader, you were the assembly speaker. How do you what do you think about James Settlemyer being the caucus leader in the GOP for the
Well, I think Senate. He's a qualified and capable guy, but one thing that Mary said that I really disagree with is this north-south issues. I know it exists, but I just think we're all here for one state and we shouldn't try to have these issues like that. But with term limits, different people are out and we have to find new people to be leaders now. So people will come up, the cream will rise.
But this north-south thing, it always seems to creep into to different issues at the legislature and even beyond the legislature.
It always seems to, and it used to be that it was the county of Clark versus the city of Las Vegas, and now we have the north-south issues, other things. I understand they all come about, but we should all sit down and try to work through these issues and not try to favor any one part of the state, wherever you're from.
Mary, as you look at the growth, in Southern Nevada, you've got almost $20 billion worth of projects on the table that are funded. I mean, it's not like they're imaginary or waiting for money. They already are funded to move forward. In Northern Nevada, you're in a situation where housing is in a crisis situation. So Northern Nevada is booming as well. Does that not back off the north-south split in terms of the fact that the whole state is moving forward?
Well, actually, I agree with Bob, and I adore and admire Bob, so that's very easy to do. There should not be a north-south split. There should be a cooperative effort. Reno is going to take more time with their infrastructure. I mean, it's got to be a joke down in southern Nevada that Orange Cones was the tree, the new Nevada tree, because they've been doing things in roads and building and growing. They have the ability to expand. They have a little bit more land and stuff like that. So it just all is part of the planning process. And they have more government down there, if you will, to either enhance or interfere with, depending on your point of view. And everything is changing now. And Bob brought up the fact of term limits. And term limits has affected everywhere, state and local governments, and it's a mess. And you don't, about the time you start knowing your job, it's time to get out of your job. So everybody is moving in new dynamics, new dimensions, and we'll all handle it, and it'll get handled appropriately.
Okay, but I mean, really, realistically, and some people are taking advantage of this, like Maggie Carlton, that you can serve 12 years in the Senate and 12 years in the Assembly. You can still spend 24 years in state government if you choose to.
Well, you can, yes, but in the meantime, things are changing politically. When have you seen so many Democrat primaries in a primary election? And it's like the speaker used to be the speaker for a period of time, and that's one of the things that Jason Speaker Frierson has talked about, is the fact that a speakership shouldn't be a one- or two-term speakership, because you need that, and then you need to be able to bring people forward and his replacement and stuff so they're educated and knowing what they're doing for the process. But in the meantime, state and Nevada turnover and term limits are two different subjects, because you re-elections don't always happen.
Pat, your thoughts?
Well, I agree. I was a Nevadan before I registered as a member of a party, and I thought of myself when I was in office of being a state lawmaker and not a regional one. I mean, I voted or would have voted for, I wasn't there for the stadium. I probably would have voted for it because Southern Nevadans wanted it, just as we asked them to support Tesla and got support for doing that. But in the heckle and jekyll world of Nevada politics, we go from a Republican majority in 2014 to maybe the exact opposite after the 2018 election. Just an interesting state we live in.
The swing state that we are. Okay, I'm going to hold you guys over for our next show, so stick around and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, C.J. Manthe, Director of the Department of Business and Industry, and it's a big department. We'll see you then.